stuff to do with the arts. Presented by Cult Vault, the exhibitionist on RDU.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Oberg and I'm the curator of the Lonnie and Ronnie show, which is on until July the 5th.
Physics room, which is 209 Tuam Street, I believe. I'm not sure what floor we're on. Is it like...
The third floor.
Keep going up to the top, basically.
I actually think it's the second floor, but when you're climbing those stairs, it's the third.
How did you guys, the trio, that is the Lonnie and Ronnie show, how did it all come together?
We've known each other kind of separately for a while. I'm of Cook Island heritage and so is Veronica. Lonnie is Samoan and she'd been doing some digital stuff on for an exhibition. That fits in with the area that Veronica usually works in, so she was keen to collaborate with her. Well, with the symposium coming up, we thought it would be a great thing to have this Pacific welcome to international guests, and we thought it was kind of funny that all these exhibitions of Pacific art were happening or in a city where Pacific art doesn't really happen.
What is the actual idea behind the Lonnie and Ronnie show?
It's a combination of showing off and kind of tongue-in-cheek humour and irony. The Lonnie Ronnie show idea is based on the TV programme The Two Ronnies, and it's that notion of being sort of the same but different. Because a lot of people that are coming from overseas are sort of museum people or used to dealing with traditional works, and people's concepts of Pacific art being about particular things. I think that the artists were quite conscious of, or not quite conscious, it's just natural for them to express themselves in ways that don't conform to those ideas. When you first come into the exhibition, on the right, there's a work hanging up made out of Coke cans, and it's called Bikini Babe. I mean, the Coke cans represent a lot of it's about sort of Americanization or globalization. Also the fact that Coke, in some Pacific places, is probably the safest drink you can have, because the water's not so good. It also relates to the way Pacific people in New Zealand have started using artificial flowers, or the way they use the environment, the things in the environment. It's about recycling. The title of the work is about America's use of the Bikini Atoll for a nuclear testing ground and the effect that that had on people in the neighbouring islands in the 50s. But it's also a celebration about popular culture and about ourselves as consumers. And the way we love Coke, it's part of who we are, and it's, you know, it's fun, and lays are about welcome, so that seems appropriate. That's the first thing you come across in the show. Moving around to the jet plane, which is entitled Lolly Lolly. It's spelt L-O-L-E, and this is an airplane made out of jelly jet planes. It's quite a complex work as well. It's quite layered because it's in the shape of the jet plane. It sort of alludes to migration. Also, exchange of food is something you do to welcome people. It represents a changing cultural economy of food and representational economies that have happened as Pacific people move to New Zealand. I guess traditional foodstuffs are being replaced by sweets and chips. There's a kind of ambiguity about the form. From above, it could be, it is a plane, but it could also be a whale. In that respect, it's about the sea and overfishing. It's a work that kids love. It's consumable.
We all love.
The lovely line of coconuts is kind of a take on the, so I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. And that kind of fits in with the Two Ronnies aspect of the show. Lonnie just responding to what you see when you see, you know, Pacific Island. When you're approaching, you just see a line of coconut trees on the shore. The coconut has a lot of representational value in itself. Its oils used for purification. It's a stable food source. It's also what people call us in New Zealand, coconut. It's like taking claim of that identity and sort of putting ourselves out there on the line. There's a work called Lush, which is a spa pool surrounded by green astroturf with a sign that reads, courtesy of club, get your brown on. And I guess that's really about tourism in the Pacific and the whole motel-hotel scene. It's also a kind of nostalgic longing for the islands, in a way, as a holiday destination. For Lonnie herself, that's her work, really. You know, she's always talking about when you go back to the islands, she'd rather stay in hotels because of the family obligation she has or family restrictions if she has to stay with relatives. The way that tourism's affected the environment, that bubbling up, the heating up of water and those kind of general environmental issues. Dot 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 blue, which is Veronica's video works, basically a TV screen with marbles on top with video images running underneath. And that's actually from her experience as a boogie boarder, trying to translate that experience of tumbling and being disorientated in sea. So it's like a mini ocean work in itself. At the end of the room is a series of image stills that Ronnie took while she was in Rarotonga. And they didn't have the technology over there to for her to do anything much, so she just had to take slides and work on them by hand. So the hand died and played with. And a lot of it's about layering and the effect. It kind of creates a lot of the images are sort of caught in this kind of liminal space, and that you don't see them very clearly and they're layered with other things. And I think that really relates something of the fragility of the natural environment and things that have been icons of the Pacific, like flowers and coconuts and, you know, all those things that seem really solid and kind of cartoonish about the Pacific, sort of translates them in a way that makes them quite fragile and delicate. And the Pollywood section is a series of six films made by Pacific filmmakers. Take the time to come and have a look at them. I think they're about 15 minutes long each. You don't get to see Pacific film very often. One of them is an award-winning film by Sima O'Reilly, O Tamaiti. Yeah, I think if people in Venice can give it prizes and it can be toured around the world, then surely people in Christchurch can come and take 15 minutes to have a look at it.
Stuff to do with the arts. Presented by Cult Vault. The Exhibitionist on RDU.